This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, continuing on this exploration of the word taqwa from the Quran, because Ramadan is really a school of taqwa. In fact, the Quran, when it says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that fasting was prescribed for previous peoples. In other words, it was commanded for previous peoples. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْرِكُمْ. So we have prescribed for you fasting just as it was prescribed for the people before you. لَعَلُّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. In order that you might acquire taqwa. And so again, the prayer is really a practice of taqwa, going back to the prayer. Fasting is a practice of taqwa. Zakat comes out of taqwa. And certainly Hajj is a great personification of taqwa, because you enter into the ihram and then you're very limited in what you can actually do while you're in the ihram. So taqwa is really about disciplining the soul, about aligning oneself. It's a vertical alignment with your Lord. Most people are living on this horizontal plane and forgetting that there is actually another plane. There's a plane that penetrates this plane, and that is the vertical plane of reality. And so trying to get to the point where we have the sun of reality directly over our head, the shadow disappears, that's at the essence of what taqwa is. One of the things that the Quran says, أَسْتَعِينُ بِاللَّهِ وَاصْبِرُوا, that take isti'ana, take help with God, through God, get your help through God, and patience. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So the Quran is telling us that the earth is God's. He gives it to whomever He pleases. اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْتُوتِ الْمُرْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. O possessor of all dominion, you give dominion to whom you please. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give dominion to whomever He pleases. So Pharaoh can rule Egypt, and Moses can be the one who's oppressed in Egypt, but that dominion is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the reminder of the Quran, not to be deluded by the outward, not to fall into this false perception of reality where you think that the people in power are in power independent from God. No, they're only there because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enabled them to be there. And when He removes their power goes. It can go in one night. It can go in one heartbeat. All of their power is gone. It can go with a stroke. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reduce the most powerful human being to a muttering idiot. This is the reality of life on earth. And so the people of taqwa are the people who, they don't seek their help in the outward illusion of the world. They seek their help from the source of the world, from what's behind the world, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this reason, their hearts can never be conquered. Their bodies can be conquered. They can be enslaved. They can be in the worst conditions. But their hearts are for God. This is the reality of the people of taqwa. And so we're reminded that the earth is God's, but then that He gives it to whom He pleases. يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. Again, مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. But they're still His servants. It doesn't matter who they are. They're still in the servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Despite all of that, the aqibah, the end affair, is for the people of taqwa. Now, there's another verse. That one's from Surah Al-A'raf. There's another verse. الَّذِينَ إِمَّكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّرَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهُوا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. Again, those who we have established in the earth, what do they do once they get into power? And this is the difference between the people of Pharaoh and the people of Moses. Once they get into power, they establish prayer. They take care of the poor people. See, Pharaoh does the opposite. Pharaoh makes people worship him, and then he exploits the poor people. The people of taqwa are the people who, when they're established in the earth, they establish the prayer, they give taqwa, and they do amr bin ma'ruf and nahi an munkar. In other words, they command others to virtue because they're practicing it, so that they're not hypocrites commanding people to do virtuous things without them practicing it. No, they command others to virtue and they practice that virtue, and they prohibit the munkar. They prohibit things that are foul, vulgarity. One of the hallmarks of our current civilization is its vulgarity. The Prophet ﷺ despised vulgarity. He despised vulgar language. He said that the believer is not fahash. He said one of the signs of the latter days is yadhara al-fahsh wa tafahush, that you will see obscenities manifest. And he said you will see people being obscene bitakalluf. In other words, that very often when people get upset, that they might use an obscenity out of frustration. Here, they'll do it for effect. In other words, tafahush means that they're doing it on purpose. They're specifically, purposefully using obscenities. And so that's a very bad sign. One of the interesting words in the Greek language is the word for vulgarity, aperikalia, means inexperienced in things beautiful. So the Greeks understood what vulgarity was. It was people that didn't, they had no understanding of what beauty is, because beautiful language is never obscene or vulgar. And words do have a reality. People say, oh, what's the big deal about that word? No, there is a big deal about that word. It has a reality. It has an impact. It has a foulness. What it indicates is foul. And so the people of virtue are people that they're behaving beautifully, and they're commanding others to behave beautifully, and they're avoiding the munkar. They're avoiding foul things, things that should not be seen or heard. Those are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Be patient. The aqiba, the end affairs for the people of taqwa. These reminders are constant in the Quran. And we have to understand the reason for that is because truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. This is the nature of dunya. It's very difficult for people to understand that, because this place is a place of tribulation. If truth was on the throne in the dunya, where's the tribulation? The tribulation is in these difficulties. And this is why these religious teachings that empower people with these understandings are the most powerful teachings on this planet. And that's why they're so dangerous. These are extremely dangerous doctrines, because the people that understand them will never be fooled by the illusory power of Pharaoh and his minions. He has power in this world, but he does not have power in the next world. His power is completely obliterated in the next world. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ said that the tyrants would be raised up like ants on the Day of Judgment. They are going to be stepped on by the vast majority of humanity, because they're nothing. They're nothing. And this is the difference between the people of taqwa and the people who are deluded by the power of Pharaoh. It's an empty power. It doesn't exist. Only God exists in reality. And this is what the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know. They know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the end will rectify every wrong, will straighten every crookedness, will elevate every abased, and he will abase every elevated in this dunya. That's the nature. And this is what we believe, and this is what we accept, and this is what we will be raised up on, insha'Allah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of you taqwa in your hearts. May you see the reality as reality. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a beautiful dua, اللهم أريني الحق حقا وارزقني اتباعه وأريني الباطل باطلا وارزقني اجتنابه. Oh Allah, show me truth as it is in truth, and give me the ability to follow it. And show me falsehood as it is falsehood, and give me the ability to avoid it. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.